A Prayer of Mrs. E. G. White, Loma Linda, California, November 8, 1907. Sister White prayed as follows. Heavenly Father, we continue our petitions before God, and we feel that we need Thy helping power. We come to Thee, and we ask Thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Thou wouldest impart strength and give us Thy grace. And O Jesus, we want the Holy Spirit with us at this very time. We need Thee so much, we plead with Thee that Thou wouldest manifest Thyself unto Thy children today, and that Thou wouldest speak to their hearts. Words may be spoken, but unless Thy Holy Spirit endues them, and unless Thy Holy Spirit impresses the heart, it will be of no service. We ask Thee, my Heavenly Father, to let Thy Spirit rest upon us. Let it rest upon me as I try to speak, and upon the understanding of those that hear. We want Thy presence this afternoon. We want Thy word that comes to us to understand it, and we want that every heart shall be wise unto salvation. And we ask Thy blessing to rest upon us now, just now. Sweep back every mist and every cloud of darkness, and let the sunlight of Thy presence and of Thy glory rest upon this congregation. We want souls to be blessed. We want souls to be strengthened. We want that there should be an enlightenment of what we shall do at the present time, and that Thy great grace shall be upon us as a people. We are Thy people, Lord. We claim Thy promise. We take right hold of Thee, and we want Thy presence above everything else. O Lord, Thou hast said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest unto your souls." Matthew 11, verse 28, 29. We come, Lord, we come just as we are. We come in our weakness, and we want Thy strength, and we ask Thee to teach us in every line what we shall do, that Thy people may have a revealing of Thy Holy Spirit. We want the angels to be in our midst. We want the communion of the Holy Spirit of God. We want it just now, Lord. We want Thy stately steppings to be in this meeting. We want the angels of God, that their presence shall be here, and we want that every one of us shall lay hold of and receive the power of Thy grace. Bless Brother Reeser here today, and I pray Thee, Lord, to help him to see everything clearly. Separate everything that shall separate him from God, and may he lay right hold of the hand of infinite power. We must have Thee, Lord. We pant after Thee, as the hart panteth after the water brooks. We pant after Thee, my Lord, and we want Thy salvation to be revealed, and we want that unbelief and the darkness, that they shall separate from us as a people, and that the clear light of Thy truth shall shine unto us right here on this occasion. Just now we want Thee, and we ask Thee for Christ's sake that Thou wouldest take hold of the case of Brother Starr. We ask Thee, my Father, to do that work for him that none of us can do. We seek Thee with Thy healing power to come and set his brain and his physical system in order. We ask Thee to increase our faith. Thou hast said, "Where there are two or three agreed as touching anything that they should ask in Thy name, it should be done unto them." Matthew 18, verse 19, 20. We want Thy power, O God, in our midst. Rebuke the powers of darkness. Set Thy people free, and let the clear light of heaven come into our souls, and give us a heart of rejoicing and of triumph in Thee. Give us the victory today. Give us light today. Let us see clear light and rebuke all the powers of darkness. We know Satan is in this very room. We know that he follows Thy people wherever they go, that he may make some impression upon their minds. Abolish his power here today, and I ask Thee to let the light of Thy grace and of Thy sweet power come into our midst, and Thy blessed name shall have all the glory. Amen.